The University of Alaska received solid support for general operations under the budget passed by the legislature last month. The $341 million UA operating budget is 3.9% larger than the current year's budget and $433,000 above what the governor's requested. UA spokeswoman Kate Ripley says that's good, but specific money for key programs is missing from the FY11 budget.
We did receive some funds there, but not enough to really move some of these programs in energy, science, technology, engineering, and math, and climate change forward.
Ripley says conspicuously absent is additional funding for UA health programs.
That's an area where the university has really been expanding. There's a desperate need out there, not just for nurses, but for a number of different occupations in allied health fields, and that's going to be challenging to work with that.
The capital budget is also a mixed bag for university. On the plus side, Ripley cites $37.5 million for deferred maintenance.
That's always the number one priority here, and the governor really got behind that, and so we're going to see some of these issues be addressed. In Fairbanks, the Scarland Hall improvements are top of the list.
Ripley says the biggest disappointment in the capital budget is the absence of money for a new life sciences building.
The life sciences building is something that's desperately needed for the university and for the state of Alaska, and it actually brings in money.
Ripley says the research capacity at the university is starting to level off due to a lack of quality space. The UA region's priority project was lumped into a nearly $400 million statewide bond package voters will consider.